married. My voice cracked. With
you're hitting puberty.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy.
With your host, Laura Lee and
Manny MUA.
Manny MUA.
Mandy Moore at times.
AKA Mandy Moore.
When I'm feeling frisky. When I feel like a bad bitch.
You know what I have to say? You're a bad bitch.
No, the way that it was a pause, the way I want that to be clipped on TikTok, you know what I have to say?
It was a 30-minute pause.
You're a bad bitch. That's what I want. I want that as a clip on TikTok.
It was like, when does the pause get in? Oh, my God.
We filmed before, so we have a mental block right now.
There's a mental
block. There's a mental block.
Listen, today's episode, we thought it would just be funny because we are no stranger to shitty comments about ourselves.
We're
we are
not.
No strangers to people saying
taking
things.
Taking shits on our chest.
Taking a massive steaming dump on our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we deserve it or not.
Correct. Correct. Sometimes maybe it's warranted. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's not warranted. Uh-huh. I've been minding my fucking business with my family and my one friend. I'm just kidding. I have more friends. But I mind my fucking business for the past 5 years. So, you know, there's that.
Correct.
And
correct.
I will continue to do so.
But I think it's really funny that the idea of reading hate comments and
it's
like reacting
funny.
To them and responding to them so we can like give our side of like a comment and or what it would be.
And let me just say this, like I don't want to put words into your mouth, but you know, this is lighthearted. Like, listen, we're not sitting here stewing. We're not angry. Again, we're no stranger, as you guys know, to shit comments on us. So this is not a shocker for us. We're not upset. We're reading this to have fun.
Imagine I saw the comments and I was like,
I am shocked.
Like, no, this isn't a surprise.
You don't like me.
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised, not shocked.
Not shocked.
That's the good thing about when you go through drama too, like, the people that fuck with you, you fuck with them so heavy that you can't even focus on the shitty people because
it's so true.
I'm just not for you.
It's so true.
And that's okay.
Amen.
Not everyone is for you and I'm not for everyone.
Amen to that.
I hope that I'm for some.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Because listen, yeah, you're not going to be for everyone and that's okay. And there's also like, we've been through so much drama. We've been through so much. There's been so much put out there about us. Is true, isn't true. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what people run with. And it's like, what? There's only so much we can do about that. Like
the whole perception thing is true.
It's like, true. And like at the end of the day, like we just have to be us and like the people that want to ride with us, full fam, and ride
exactly.
with us.
We'll ride with us. And if they don't, then they don't. And like, and that's, there's nothing we can do.
We're not, to, yes.
make someone ride for us. I'm like, yo, if you fuck with us, amazing. If you don't, amazing. I don't know what to tell you.
Like,
what you see, what
yes.
you do, what you get.
And like coming, I remember coming back from my drama. I was like, I know no one is going to listen to what I have to say. And I know no one wants to hear what I have to say. And that's okay. But I remember being like, in due time, I will show people that I am different. I have mind my business, and like I will show people
and personal growth, and all those things.
Those who do want to come back or those who do want to stay with me will. And then that's that. And like I'm happy.
Same.
You know, like
absolutely
that's
same.
All I can ask for. And I really appreciate the people who are with me and have been there with me the whole time or have come back to be with me. I love you all.
I could not agree more. I feel the exact same way. I think that like I always just feel like time heals all wounds.
It does. It does.
Like, and I truly like if you feel like a change in yourself, it will show through time and it will show through action.
And you have to count on that. Like if you really are changing and you really, you know, are showing what's important, it will show over time. And I think it has.
I totally think that. And I think that for us a lot. I think that like we've both changed and matured in different ways and for the better.
Yeah.
And I think that I do think that a lot of people can see that, and I hope that they do, because that's I would love that. But at least we feel it for ourselves, and that's what is the most important thing.
Right.
But before we start reading mean hate comments,
peaks.
We got and to pits. Get in our peaks.
Peaks.
In our pits.
And peaks.
Our peaks and our peaks and our pit. You like destroying the microphone.
I want to start with pits for some reason.
Oh, you want to start with a pit?
Why not? Let's mix it
Let's fucking mix it up, bitch.
All right. My pit is... Man, what's my pit?
Megan.
I watched them. I'm pissed. Okay, let me tell you something. First,
I'm pissed too.
I'm pissed.
In a different way. For a different reason. I'm starting with you.
Don't start shit with me.
I'm already, we're going to fight.
Let's do it.
We're going to create a fucking online fight. I'm like, I'm fighting with Laura right now.
Let's start it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. So many people are talking about this movie, Megan. It's like a horror movie about a
robot doll. Horror
comedy. Horror comedy. Campy.
Camp horror.
Comedy. So I'm like, okay. And people are like, it's so crazy. So I pay $20 to rent it. I rented it out of the house. Okay. I paid $20 to rent it because even Ty was like, I've heard so much about the movie. I was like, let's watch it. That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I lost brain cells watching it. What the hell did
How
I just
could
watch?
You say that?
Who said it was a good movie?
All of
you.
Me. But see, the thing is, all the gays love it.
Why?
And I don't
For what? Know.
I don't know why Megan has become such a gay icon.
Why is Megan a gay icon? She is. She's not even an ally.
I promise you, she is a gay
icon.
She's
a robot.
But do you know why people think that
murders people?
Do you know the director even said something about it? Because like the gays ride for Megan so hard
because of her one dance scene?
No.
Oh.
But they think that it's because there's something about the idea of like the little girl losing her family.
Okay.
Megan comes to her life, becomes like her chosen family. This is the director. She's going into psyche. She's getting into the psychology. I'm like, I don't know if I really see that really as much, but that was her reason that why she thinks the gays ride for Megan, because it's like, oh, well, they see like this chosen family for her. And it's like, you choose a family if your family's not there for you kind of vibe.
Megan's bad.
I know, but she cares
about
the girl.
Megan is bad.
But she cares about the little girl.
Does she? Because if she cared about the girl, she wouldn't try to murder her aunt.
Baby, at the end where she goes, you ungrateful little bitch.
Literally.
And it was just so like, camp.
So it was just like so wild. I was just like, listen, if it's free and on a streaming service, watch it. If it's free, it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's $19.99, I think you can save your bucks and wait till it comes out.
What about
watch
if it's
it
$5?
Nope.
Laura.
Nope.
Give him a five.
Nope.
I because you know why it made it more fun? Because I watched it at the theater and it was filled with gays.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And when I tell you, and I watched it with Gabriel and Daniel.
So
we're over here like
screaming.
Like screaming.
The dance scene made me scream.
Wait, no, it wasn't with Gabriel. I watched it with someone else. I thought it was the
Gabriel's like, what?
Was like, what? What was I there? But no, it made it like camp
you
because
had a
the
great,
whole theater.
You had amazing people around you watching it.
I did
too, my husband. But you had like
the way it sounded at first. No, you had amazing
you
people
had,
watching
like,
it.
You had like campy girly pops
yes,
around
I
you,
did.
Hyping you up, hyping yes. the movie up.
We're like,
and so you were perceived to it being a good movie, whereas I was sitting at home going, what in the hell?
You're like literally watching this, like, what's going on? Because I feel like that's part of the experience.
Yeah.
Watching it in the theater was like made it more fun because everyone in the theater is like laughing or they're like, being like,
silly.
Yes, bitch.
It was It's silly.
I went into it expecting it to be silly in camp.
Not
so
the little boy
I wasn't
in the
surprised.
Woods.
The ear like this?
Like out the ear.
Do ears stretch like that for real?
No, they do not. They do not.
Do you think
not.
They'll just rip off or
I
do you think they really stretch?
I think they'll rip off.
I just watched the Matilda musical.
Don't look at my legs. They're so hairy.
Chewbacca.
I've been trying to hold my leg
Chewbacca.
Like this so you guys wouldn't see.
Laura, they couldn't see from this distance.
They zoom in on everything.
We're shooting in 1080, not 4K.
True. Y'all can't see.
Y'all can't see. But I watched Matilda the musical, and there's a scene where like the woman pulls the kid's ear and it goes out again. And I'm like, this has to be true.
Do you want me to try on you?
It wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
No, I just don't, like, I don't have flexible skin like that.
Well, no one does because they're humans, Manny.
Why do you think
your ear would rip straight off?
You think so? It wouldn't stretch.
No.
What do you guys think? Do you guys think it would stretch at all, or it would just rip?
Tell me.
I'm curious. Like, tell I'm him. Like, no, no, no sabe. Huh. I want the jugo. I want the juice.
Oh, Manny.
Wait, what's my pit? Oh my God. My pit is so like, it's so dumb, but it's like, you guys, it was just my current annoyance for the day. So I'm just going to say it.
Give it to us.
Okay. So I was filming some SpawnCon.
Okay.
Some sponsored content.
Not the SpawnCon.
And honestly, so grateful, so lucky to even be filming it. Honestly, praise be, like, so I'm blessed. But it's funny. So when you film sponsored content, it's very like, you film it in a certain way because the brands usually want this specific kind of cadence of a video. And they want like this idea to come across the way it's supposed to come across.
Right.
I filmed the whole video. It took me like, honestly, like 2 hours. Because it was like, I had to like, there was certain things I had to get into it and had to fit it in. And it was more like methodical when it comes to the things that needed to be said.
Okay.
Because it was very like, you can't say these things because they're like claiming, like claims.
You can't make claims that aren't true.
Like there's all these kind of things. So you have to be very specific with your words. So I filmed the video and I thought it was like so cute. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of it. I edited it, sent it over. They were like, you did it wrong. And so there's something about filming content, spending hours on the content, and you've sent it in, and it's incorrect.
Especially if you're like proud of it. You're like, the brand's going to love this.
I'm like, they're going to eat me up.
Girl, you did it all wrong. It's a refilm. It's a reshoot.
It's a refilm. And I was like,
reshoot the whole thing. You need to reshoot the whole thing. So
like, have you ever been in a situation where like, let's say you did something at work, and you're like, oh my God, my boss is going to love this. And your boss fucking hated that shit.
And it's literally like, the opposite reaction. They're like, you like, need to redo the whole thing.
It's kind of like that. Like, that's the feeling I'm feeling where I'm like, I really thought I ate this up, left no crumbs.
But there were crumbs all over the table, baby. But
the crumbs, baby, there was no food eaten.
They followed you home.
Baby, it was literally Hansel and Gretel. The witch's cottage.
The brand said, we're going to go ahead and need a reshoot.
They're like, you know what? We love the idea. We love the way you shot it. But it's so cute
that you tried.
We're going to need a reshoot.
Because like,
you said the wrong things, completely the wrong things. Mm. I said, right. I haven't reshot it yet.
I forgot.
Haven't reshot it yet. But it is something I have to do
this week. Got it.
Something I have to redo. And there's just something so like, you just want to literally, because like, filming, it's not like it's hard to do sponsored content. Like, we're blessed to be able to do that. It's not that it's hard to do.
I was actually saying on my vlog because I was like,
it's like you just want to slap yourself. I'm like, you dummy. Like, come on, like get it. Like, you idiot.
I was saying like how being an influencer is actually like the easiest fucking job in the world. Like, I probably only work like as far as like influencing stuff, like probably like only like 20 hours a week.
100%.
Now my brands.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus H.
And I was saying that to my audience, I was like, it actually makes sense for them to take up as much time as they, because they should, their brands, they should take up their businesses. They need to have a lot of care and attention to. But yeah, like how influence is easy. But no, this shit you're talking about, like a refilm, is such a bummer.
It's just kind of just like one of those things where you're like, you thought you did something good and you thought you did something right.
Well, it also never turned out as good the second time. You know what I mean?
Because
you naturally do it. You do it your way. And then you like already know what you did and what you got to redo. So you're like, ugh. So it comes across, you know.
And it's hard when you want to do it your way because you feel like it's the most authentic you.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying. But the problem is that if you're saying things that aren't allowed to be said.
Yeah.
Because it's sponsored.
Right.
Then it's like, well, fuck, I have to like figure out a way to say it. That's still me. Mm-hmm. But legally okay to say.
Yeah. Like,
because like you can't like not
switch out a word or
you can't like make
change the claim.
All those things. You can't like say those things. So I'm like,
dang.
Okay. It's like a very interesting thing. It's very interesting, like as a creator, to like try to find that like little sweet nugget.
Yeah.
That like you're happy with it, the brand's happy with it, and your audience will be happy with it, hopefully.
Dang.
So that's my feeling. That's
well, Manny, we wish you the best on that reshoot.
Baby hearts. Thank you so much. Thank
positivity,
you so much.
Love. You're a lucky girl, and good things always happen to us.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Affirmations.
I'm so lucky.
Affirmations.
And good things always happen to me.
What's your peak?
I have two like mini peaks.
All right.
Okay, my mini peak one is that I just need to shout out because Lizzo, Lizzo, like singer Lizzo, did a TikTok using my lip oil from Lunar Beauty. And I was so like,
that's so cool.
I was truly, because I got tagged in it and I was like, why is someone tagging me? It was just random. And she's applying lip oil and it was fucking Love Me lip oil. My strawberry one that has a little bit of color to it, the pink one.
Yeah.
I was like,
so pretty. I'm wearing a lip oil, one of his lip oils right now. So they're really good. Thank they're really you. Amazing.
So I was like,
shook. I would have been shook.
I was shook.
I would have been shook.
And I ended up finding out later on that was her makeup artist who I send PR to.
They gave it
shout out to
her.
My boy Ernesto that ended up giving her one of them because she liked it. And I was like, oh my baby, let me
that's
tell you something.
So sweet.
If you ever need something from me because you give it to your clients, you just let me know.
You're like, call me.
You want to give more away?
Call
give it to Doja
me.
Too while you're there.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's how Doja has like Nude Prism, all that stuff because
she
Ernesto
loved it.
Yeah, she loved it because Ernesto gave it to her. And I'm like,
that's a win.
It was a win. I felt that like very, very cool. I felt it in my bones. I was
that's
very
so
proud.
That's so awesome. I love her so much. I was such a dumbass. On my channel, I was like reviewing Yitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her Lizzo. And for some fucking reason in my brain, every time I read her name, I want to say Lizzo.
Because Liza.
Is that why?
I feel like it's because Liza.
I remember we were in Vegas and I was like, Lizzo, use your gloss. And you're like, Lizzo. And I was
and
like,
you're like,
oh.
Again. You're like, it got me again. It got you again.
Like, it got
it's
me again.
It's like your brain just wants to say
Lizzo. Lizzo. I think I read it. Yeah, I think it's because of like Liza Koshy or whatever.
Liza Minnelli.
Like, I'm Liza. Like, I see Lizzo. Yeah, like the name Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lizzo. And the thing is, like, I hear her talked about all the time. So I'm
and
like, why do I do this?
It's just like your brain wants to do it. Oh my God, Lizzo talked about your gloss.
I remember Daniel's
you said
vlog,
that, I was like,
I'm like, Lizzo talked about your gloss. You're like, Laura,
it's Lizzo.
I'm like, Lizzo talked about
you're like,
about
I know it's Lizzo,
gloss.
But I said Lizzo.
I feel so stupid. But anyways, huge
that was my mini.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That was my one of my mini. And then I have another mini one after you tell me yours.
You sure you don't want to say it?
I started watching Salt Lake, Housewives of Potomac. Not Housewives of Potomac, but Housewives of Salt Lake City.
As he should.
I started a new venture, a new series.
Guys, by the way, we've gotten so many people hooked on Potomac.
Oh my God, Laura, I've been seeing the fucking tweets. And I've been seeing the comments. You guys watch Housewives of Potomac now.
What do you guys think? Was it worth all the hype that we
Please,
put on
like,
it?
It wasn't not. You have to get through the first season. I feel like the first season is like the slowest of it because they have to build story.
But honestly,
but even
I watched 5th through 7 and it was just phenomenal. And then I went back and watched 4th because Mae was like, you need to watch the 4th.
I've watched 1, 2, and 3. I watched 1 and 2 the way I watched it, where I watched the first couple
like
episodes.
Like a little faster.
Then I watch the reunions.
To catch
but
up.
I've watched 3 on.
Yeah.
Like
isn't
for
it
real, for real.
Amazing.
And it's so just great
good.
TV, great TV.
Okay.
But now I just started Salt Lake City.
Tell me.
And it's obviously, because a lot of people were saying, watch Salt Lake City. You told me to watch Salt Lake City because of obviously, like, you know,
did
the
you
Mormon.
See what I was getting at? Like, do you see what 100%. I was saying? Like, I was like, I feel like 100%. You're going to relate in some ways. Like,
for sure.
There's going to be like a relation because I know you've been a part of the Mormon church and your family has. And like, there's so much of that in the show.
Oh, it's like every episode.
Every episode.
They somehow talk about the Mormon church in every episode.
Constantly. So I was like, I feel like Manny will
not understand.
Like, you're not in the exact same situation as them,
totally,
but you'll understand and you'll like get
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. I'm seeing it. I'm understanding what they're saying, even more so than someone that didn't grow up Mormon would.
Right.
You know? So there's something that's very fascinating about that, but I'm on season 2 and I'm very much enjoying it right now.
Who's like, your favorite on season 2? There's 3 seasons out. It's a newer franchise.
Liza's my favorite. Not Liza.
So you're doing
Lisa.
It too, Lisa.
Fuck, dude, you got me.
Lisa goes downhill
Lisa?
And then she goes back uphill.
No, she goes downhill in season 2 or season 3?
Season 2. No one likes her in season 2
no.
And then she goes back up on season 3.
There's something, what I like about her is—
she's a Dr. Pepper, she's
Diet
Coke.
She's a fast food aholic, first
she
of all.
She is.
But I just really like her, I don't know, the way like she just says things and she's very like, just like brutal with what she's saying, like honest. I like Heather as well.
Love Heather.
Really, really like Heather. Heather and Lisa are probably my favorites. Jen Shaw's wild. She's on crack.
Girl.
In my mind.
No, I literally think Jen Shaw, like the shit I've seen her do outside of her going to prison for what she did for that, like, I don't think she's a good person.
I don't think Jin Shah. I need to keep watching.
Like outside of like what like she's done to go to prison, that alone, like, she's not a good person. But just like the shit I've seen her say and do to the women around her, I'm like, that's not a good person. Like that's a bad person. Trash. Yeah.
Like you're giving trash. Mm-hmm. You're giving basura.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like I feel like she's good for the show.
So good for TV.
Good for TV. But I just so can, good. I'm like, like she's not like a character I like.
Not Heather. What do you think about Whitney? Blonde hair, short.
I forget that she's there sometimes. Yeah. To be quite honest,
she picks up a little Same bit later.
Same with Meredith. Kind of forget Mary. A little bit.
You were talking about good for TV. I
love Mary for that reason. I'm not like a fan of hers.
You cannot look away.
But she is camp to the 10th degree to me.
To the 10th and the degree.
Way from the way she dresses, from what she does for a living, from literally marrying her step-grandfather.
Her step-grandfather is who she married and had a baby with. Yes.
See that?
Yes.
I'm like, this is giving
her own church
incest.
Where allegedly they think that she's the god.
Yep.
Wait till you see season 3. She leaves after season 3 because
it got too much.
Well, they exposed a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm excited to keep watching. I'm going to watch tonight, actually.
Guys, if you're done with Potomac, head on over to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Don't like, stop there.
Don't, like, you need to, like, where I'm at, like, so now I'm at, like, the actual current with Potomac. Like, I'm on TV with it. Like, I watch every Monday now.
It's such a shame.
I hate it.
I'm like, give
I want
to
binge.
I want binges.
And I'm already so excited for this season finale for this season because this season's been so crazy for Potomac. So I'm like, I want to binge it more. You're stupid.
I know. It's so good. Well, my peak is a plug. Y'all, like, if this bitch does one more plug.
If she plugs one more time.
One more thing. I get it, but guys, I work so hard on my brand. So they're like, what's on my mind? You know what I mean?
You also
like,
deserve a plug. This is our podcast.
Thank you.
What the fuck? Thank you. You work hard on your shit.
I do. And we just did a drop on Minim. So if you guys want to check it out, we have a ton of Valentine's stuff. And then we dropped an extension of our slouch socks. So we have two different shades. Mm-hmm. We're sending out PR on Monday.
Oh, love it.
We were waiting on our like brochure cards, like mm-hmm. the cards, like they give you information about the brand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't come in time. So we're going to send PR on Monday, but for people to try it, because we've never sent out Minim PR before. So,
oh, yeah, you haven't. You're so right. Well, see, that's an easier thing to send out for PR.
The only time I've sent
like crazy
Nudie Patootie or Minim to people is if they've kind of like asked, I think. Like, 100%. Like, you know, and so I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, girl. Like a friend yeah, of mine in the something. Industry that wants something, of course I'll send, but like we haven't done like a press send out. So we're sending out the socks first. They're like our bestseller. I'm so excited about it. So we have cream, which is our most popular, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we have white and black now, and they are amazing.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get my own. I love the cream ones. Like those
They're
I have
so
and I
good.
Love. So I can't wait for especially the black ones. I wear black socks.
You're going to love the black
exclusively.
Ones. Exclusively. You're going to love the black ones, but they go out and I'm just so excited about it. I'm glad for the direction it's going. We also mm-hmm. finalized a big product that I told you guys about earlier that I've been trying to finish. It's going into production.
You guys,
production.
I just saw it.
Oh yeah, you
saw
did.
Saw them.
You did.
And it was shocking.
I can tell. Okay, so a lot of people made guesses it's candles. It's not candles.
Oh, they thought candles for what?
They thought it was candles.
When did you ask?
Because I was like giving hints. Yeah, I was like giving hints.
Got it.
It's not candles and it's not like a perfume. But
got it.
I appreciate your guess.
Oh, I love that. I mean, for them to even guess is really cool.
I know. I'm like, yes, give it to me.
No, you guys will really like them.
Isn't it like mm-hmm. not what we've really seen? Like,
well, you've never done that before.
Yeah, no, never.
So in itself, it's like, oh yeah, it's just something you've never done.
Mm-mm.
I'm really excited about it. I think they're going to love, I can't wait for me to have them.
Oh!
Like I'm like already from like when I was at your house, I was like, I'm going to take these right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you put it down.
Yeah.
Put it down.
I was like, I want it right now.
Which scent is your favorite?
Oof, the scent? I feel like the sandalwood one. Sandalwood is my favorite.
Got it.
A little clue for the full fam, a little exclusive.
Only
I like
for
the sandalwood scent.
Okay. It's a good one.
It's good.
Okay, guys. Should we jump into our
Let's jump in. But let's take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
Let's take a break
and
first.
We'll be right back.
And we'll be jumping in to
the
comment section.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And we're back.
We're back. I'm going to read the first one. And I really enjoy this one because it trails.
Wait, before we even read that, can we say that we had to literally scour the internet for these?
Oh, we did. I was like, oh my God, why is it dry out there of hate comments? You guys are like, don't worry, we can hook you right up.
We can start it up again.
We can start that right up.
No, we actually really had to like look for comments like throughout like every platform. So it made me feel very like, oh.
So
in a way, I felt it was very sweet.
Also, I mean, it feels good.
Feels nice.
It feels good to have people say some nice things. Mm-hmm. So thank you, first of all. Your comments count way more than any of these comments that we're reading. But, okay, so I got two about housewives. I've never come closer to unfollowing you as I did whenever you said that you like Lisa Rinna.
Well, I don't actually know anything about Lisa Rinna because I don't watch Housewives of the...
Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But why would they say that? Like, why would not?
Because I never said come Lisa Rinna's one of them. I'm like, damn, that's the one that got you. The Lisa Rinna.
Of all the things. I've never been so close to unfollowing you because of Lisa Rinna.
Yes. That was the one that sent her over. And then I got
Laura,
second. I know.
Of all the things,
Lisa Rinna. I'm like, God dang, I thought we were hating. Miss Lisa Rinna is the one.
Distraught.
She's really the one. And then someone else said, I am, in all caps, so disappointed you are a Rinna fan.
Oh, so it was a double Rinna.
I got two Rinnas. I got two squared. Rinna squared,
honey.
I'm
actually so shocked. I wonder why. Is it because she's not, like, cool?
I think Lisa Rinna is very relevant and cool. She just cool did like TV, a part though. Of the Mugler show in Fashion Week in Paris.
No.
Mm-hmm. And she's very relevant on TV. I think what happened was she went up against Kathy Hilton. And because that's like Paris Hilton's mom and she's Kathy Hilton and like you don't go there.
Yeah.
She's the angel. Like you don't go there.
You don't go there with her.
And even if like she's like right us. Or wrong.
It's like we're Kathy. Like you don't come for us.
Mm. See, we're not the Kathy. People come for us literally all the time.
We're the Rinna.
I'm like, we're more the Rinna.
Come People actually come for us.
And like, Rena chose the wrong one.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what
it
I got mean? Her together. It got her together real good. She chose the wrong one. The internet wasn't having it. They're like, this is, and it's like, you know, a millennials icon's mom.
Literally.
She's always going to have a pretty thick defense, Miss Hilton is, regardless of anything she's is done right Hilton. Or wrong. You know what I mean?
A Hilton.
She's a Hilton. Like, you that's can't. That's
crazy.
You can't go there, and she went there.
Like, how do you go up against a Hilton?
You don't. That's how.
Okay, wait. So I want to read one that, so this has.
Don't bring me okay. into this.
Oh, you're in it. Because it's literally a comment on your fucking TikTok of us. Okay, so me and Laura, when we were in Vegas, posted a TikTok. Was it when we were in Vegas? We were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We posted a TikTok and it went up. It was like a funny, like when people talk about
it was like a spoof shit, on a spoof. Like us talking about stupid shit with no results. Like
with five, over 6 years and ago. Over same again. Shit. Over same
and,
shit.
And it was supposed to be like a relatable TikTok where like people like relate, with their like, best friends talk about the same subjects over and over again. And like there's no new results.
With no ha, new ha, thing.
Ha. You know what I mean?
So after the Michaela.
My post went live almost a week before Michaela's shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Went live. Uh-huh. Went live.
So then Michaela gets into her drama with Mascara Gate. My TikTok's been live 4 or 5 days. And people are like, oh, now you want to post this because of Michaela's. You want the OGs to come back. And I'm like, can you guys not look at the date of when I posted this?
No, literally. And because all like the OGs were coming back. And it was like, oh, now you guys are on my For You page. I'm like, baby, we posted this. Laura posted this days before this even started.
Know
this.
How would I know this was going to happen?
Like, that's because we were in it together.
Yeah.
And TikTok was like, oh, well, if Manny Laura OGs, then we're going to put them on the For You page.
So then they put me on the For You page because the video went from like 100,000 views to 800,000, 900,000 views.
Literally.
Literally that quick as soon as Michaela's drama blew up because they thought like we were trying to jump on and like.
It was very confusing.
But I'm like, girl, this was just like a dumb video that we posted in Vegas before the Michaela drama.
No, literally. And the gag is the comment literally was not you trying to jump on the comeback train, girl. Be fucking for real.
First of all, since when what is there a train? Comeback train? And I'm missed the ticket if there was one.
Baby, where is the train?
That train is coming on, it has baby. Sailed. It has left the station.
Me saying it sailed when that's a boat saying.
Close enough.
It has left the station.
We missed the comeback train. We never got on it.
We're just
and if you think that we thought for 2 seconds one goofy TikTok was gonna put us back on the comeback,
we would have done more.
Girl.
I would have done a goofy TikTok every single day.
Second, check the date, babs.
Like it was just a random thing that I was like, why is this like one of the top comments when we literally posted this days before the Michaela Lashgate drama started.
The thing is, I've gotten better at reading the room. And if the Michaela drama had already started, I would have never posted this TikTok.
Right.
Because I would have thought, people would have thought I was trying to involve myself in it. But that's not what happened because you can just check the dates right now.
Mm-hmm.
Posted it before that drama, and then that drama happened, and then somehow my TikTok, not that like honestly anyone even cared, like
it was
strange. Just like, it's like my TikTok still has nothing to do with that. It was just like OGs making a TikTok together that's funny, and then people like being like,
but it's because it was popping on For You pages because all the OGs were talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm. So then it's
about
just
Lashgate
like
or whatever.
Us who are OGs made a TikTok together.
Like, you're trying to jump on the bandwagon. I'm like, it has nothing to
do
with lashes.
What? Just let me know where that bandwagon is because we missed it a long time ago.
I would love to know where the train is.
Okay, so I did another one. I did a video trying out some tequilas. So okay. So that just to give some context, in a video, I was trying out celebrity brands on my channel. And this is a comment. It triggers me how you say tequila and blanco and reposado. It sounds so bad. No hate, but it would actually be nice if you could pronounce it correctly.
I don't even feel like that's about.
No hate, but I hate what you did.
No hate, but I hate how you did that.
Manny, how do you say blanco?
Blanco. Just like that.
And reposado is reposado.
Unless you're like blanco. Where it's like if they want you to be super
like. I don't want to like.
Blanco is
just
fine.
To stretch out something. You know what
I mean?
You're
also not Mexican.
I'm like,
so
not
why do they expect you to have this like Spanish accent?
To pretend
accent?
To be something I'm not, if you will. Like, I'm not trying to go online and pretend like I know how to say all these things when I don't.
Right.
Because then I would get wrecked for that.
Yes.
So what do you want out of me?
Like, what do they want from you?
Reposado.
They want you, reposado.
Ooh!
Like, they want you to say it in so, like, in a spicy way.
How do you say tequila?
Tequila. But they probably want you to say tequila.
Tequila.
instead, like they want you to say it.
Imagine
with
I'm
Mexican
on my channel.
Accent to it.
Now I'm gonna try the 818 tequila. They would be like, girl, girl.
They would be like, are you fucking on crack?
Yeah,
they would be like, yeah. It would be the opposite thing. Or they would say, that's so funny that you're trying, like, go you.
I'm sure would they would be, say go me.
It would be
I'm
either sure. or.
I do the best I can with what
I have.
The
Mexicans live though.
They do.
When you try, they like do. If you're a Mexican, as a Mexican, when you see someone trying to speak Spanish and they're speaking Spanish, you're like, bitch, you better fucking work. Mexicans are the type of bitches that will hype your ass
it's
up.
It's so true.
So if they saw you trying to say these things, they're like, hell yeah, Laura, good job for trying.
And I appreciate
that. That's how
that.
Mexicans are.
Well, Chris, this is for you. Tequila blanco. Tequila reposado. And that's for you.
I heard those rolled R's. Tequila blanco reposado.
Do you ever say arriba? Arriba.
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 I don't say that. I don't. Well, it's called like the, it's called like the grito, like where it's like.
What is that?
It's like the scream, like the yell, the like.
I hear it.
Like, very loud. Yeah. It's called like the grito.
I've heard it.
The yell, the scream, it. The whatever.
Give me some. Was
my
it,
turn, my
wait,
turn,
was
my
it
turn.
Called chisme?
Chisme. The gossip.
Give me some chisme.
As chismosas here. Okay, you guys. So this is one that popped up on a video.
It better not involve me.
No, it's me. This one's a
thank
solo
God.
This one.
Thank God.
This one is popping up on a video of me doing the runway of Marco Marco like 5 years
hold
ago. Tyler, you gotta shut the fuck up. He just
Tyler
laughed
just
out loud.
Screaming. Guys, I have something to say. I was in the fucking audience and I watched all that shit in real time, in real life. And I was screaming till the top of my
you
lungs.
Did. And you were supporting
for
me.
All of my friends in their horrible runway walks. I made the meme video. I'm just kidding.
So the comment is, let me just read everything because it killed me.
I wish it would have just.
As I'm walking in the video, right?
Okay.
It's as I'm walking. It goes, battle of the knocked knees.
Oh, not the knocked knees. Manny, can you do your walk real quick?
No! I'll never walk on a runway again!
Okay, how many bitches has gotten to walk in the Marco Marco show?
Not that many.
Okay, then.
Well, it's cunt. No, I'm saying it's a cunt act that I'm so glad I got to do it.
Yes, yeah,
but
so
it is
cool.
Funny because like when I'm looking at the video, it looks like my knees are about to hit each other. Like I'm about to start a fire.
What's going on?
Like it's like.
You and James.
I just have.
You and James.
You know what it is? The problem is that my knees go in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the when I stand, like my knees are in.
I've never seen them go in. I've never
seen them. Well, because I'm wearing baggy clothes, dude.
No, Manny, you walk so correctly.
No, I walk like I'm a pigeon.
Mm-mm. You're a very good walker. You're a very straight walker. I think you're putting a little sass in your pants for that runway, and it got you.
It did. You know, I was feeling the fantasy because
I would have done the same thing.
I was in like a fucking little undies.
You can't just walk.
No.
You gotta, you're in like that
I should have worn a heel. I feel like if I wore a heel, I would have slayed it more.
Big mistake.
Huge.
You don't go from never wearing a heel to wearing it like on a runway.
What
like
if
that.
I really, what if I, the thing is like in my mind, what if I could slay it?
If you had been wearing heels, I would say yes, but you don't like just like never wear heels to like, I'm just going to wear one tonight on a runway in front of so many people.
Yeah.
You stick with the sneaker.
Got it.
You
with
do
the boot. I stick with the boot.
You stick with the boot.
But the thing is, the boot was a flop too. So maybe I should have just went with the sneak.
Honestly,
and maybe I should have went with the heel.
Maybe you should just wear a heel.
Next time I wear a heel, next runway I'm invited to be on, I'll probably just wear a heel. Deal?
Well, I'm just going to say this.
Battle of the knock knees.
If I were in your position and I were you, I would have probably done worse. And
no.
I also wouldn't have worn a heel.
James, one arm swinging, but the other one staying still.
Because he went into cardiac arrest on the stage. I would have too. There were so many people out there, guys.
It was, you guys, I was actually very scared. I'm like, I can't believe I agreed to it.
It was, and we're talking like, This is a crowd, honey.
Like it's
and
a
they're
fucking
rowdy.
Crowd.
It is a rowdy. Like there's a lot of people come out to see this show.
I thought Nikita did pretty good.
Nikita, there's literally no crumbs.
Like
she like, honestly
come on.
Did
like,
good.
She ate.
If she did it today, she wouldn't have done the same walk because
100%.
Her walk was so simple and quiet.
It was very,
like
demure.
She was very demure, and that's not
giving,
Nikita.
It was giving supermodel. Like
if
she
did it today,
that.
She would have been all over the place.
She would have been
like
stomping.
Yeah, stomping.
Like a stallion down the thing.
She would have.
Yeah, of course it's like us three, and it's like we're all back to back. And like not models.
It's fun to laugh at.
It is.
Because the
for
thing
other people.
Is, you guys should have fun laughing at it too.
No, honestly, at this
the
point, now I'm like, girl,
shit
it is
I've
what it
done
is.
That
no,
I
I'm
have
like, who
to
cares?
Laugh at. Like,
I mean, it is what it is. Like,
at
I,
least you got asked
it
to
always
do
pops
it.
Up. Exactly. So I'm like, I really don't even care at this point. It's just funny looking back. I'm like, not the knocked knees. Not the battle of the knocking knees, you guys.
Laura Lee is literally unwatchable.
Is she now? Then what are we doing here? Then why do we have a podcast and why do you have millions of subscribers?
I don't know.
And why do you get hundreds of thousands of views every video?
Unwatchable.
If you're so unwatchable.
Unwatchable.
Why are we watching you?
Well, you heard it here first. Unwatchable.
You're unwatchable.
Listen, there have been videos I've clicked on of mine, especially in the past, that I can't even get through. So how do I expect other people to get through them?
And if you can't get through yourself, how the hell are you gonna get through someone else?
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Okay, got it. Okay, so we have Manny. You and Laura have not changed, just have been able to appear that you guys have changed and you're no longer toxic. But in fact, you're still the same self-absorbed and toxic selves.
Self-absorbed?
Also, like, how are we able to appear that we have changed and no longer be toxic, but apparently we are still toxic and self-absorbed?
Also, how we appear to not how be. How do you know that we're still toxic and self-absorbed? And how do you know that we only appear that we've changed? Does this person ever hung out with us before?
No.
Huh.
That's what I'm like, okay, so the idea of us like appearing, so they just appeared like they've changed. They haven't actually changed.
Interesting.
What does that mean exactly?
That means I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
That just means that once a con artist, always a con artist.
Okay, guys. So they think that we've gotten so good at hiding how toxic we are and that we've stayed toxic for the last 5 years.
Our drama's like
since
5 years old.
Because that was when our drama was 2018. We're 2023.
5 years ago.
So we've stayed
and this person toxic. Is blowing our cover right now.
Motherfucker.
He caught us.
I want to know. He got us. I'm like, so we're in a 5 year long gag
and we're still toxic.
And we're still toxic?
Even though, okay, you know what? Touche.
Touche. Because what else is there to say
other than I don't know what to tell you. I'm not here to beg anyone to like me. I'm not. I think what's done is done and it is what it is, if you will. And like, I can't beg you to like me. Laura Lee is a dumb country bumpkin. Stop!
Laura, no, no. It's the way you fucking just.
If I had a quarter for
that's a clip
every
for TikTok. I'm sorry. For you to be like, Laura's a dumb country bumpkin. And then goes to me just.
If I had a nickel for every time someone called me a dumb country bumpkin, I would never have to work again. I would
Let's get you some nickels, dude.
If you call me a dumb country bumpkin, I think you owe me a nickel.
I couldn't agree more. I think there should be a nickel jar.
There should be a Venmo nickel jar. For every time. A Venmo for every time. And I could retire.
Does it bother you when people say a country bumpkin or bother you like that with that? Because it's like more so from where you're from, not about like who you are.
Yeah, it's just like.
Does it ever like annoy you? Because I feel like that like, if someone was like, if I was from somewhere and they're like, you're just this because you're from here, like that would kind of annoy me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, it sucks because like, and I've been taught this in media training and I've definitely tried to like lighten up on the country accent and a lot of people hate that. A lot of people love that. But if people hear a country accent, they automatically register it with not as intelligent and it's unfortunate and I am intelligent. So... And I'm not here to prove that to anyone. I know I'm intelligent. I wouldn't be anywhere near where I'm at if I wasn't. So the thing is, like, if you generalize me as that, then that's more on you than it is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been called it my whole career, especially more so 2018 and onward.
Totally.
And I kind of feel like there's, like, nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean?
Right. And if that's, like, your things that someone always says, then it's like, there could be worse.
Literally.
There could be fucking
literally
worse. Like, okay.
A dumb country bumpkin. And just so you know, like, for someone who actually has lived in the South, there are really amazing people there.
Yeah.
Not everyone's stupid, I promise you.
And what's a country bumpkin?
A country bumpkin is a hillbilly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not just someone from the South. Because this whole time I thought that country bumpkin was just like
someone from the South.
Well,
they're calling me that because I'm from the South.
Okay.
Because it correlates. Okay. Yeah, that's why they're saying it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like that iPhone you hold in your hand, the CEO of it graduated from the same college that Tyler did in Alabama.
In Alabama.
Octavia Spencer. She's from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Cox. She's from Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Laura Lee.
She's from Alabama. Channing Tatum is from Alabama. And the list goes on of people who have made it out. People who have done really amazing things. Mm-hmm. People who have changed the world.
And it's very just like, at this point, it's very just like water off a duck's back. It's like something. It's like someone calling me gay.
Exactly.
Someone called me the F slur.
If someone called you the F slur, it's like, well, that's a you problem. Okay. That's not a me problem. What am I supposed to do about
it? It's like something that you can't change.
No.
Just like you can't change the fact that you're from Alabama.
I think it, exactly. Like, what do you want me to do?
What do you want
me
to do?
You want me to go back in time? Like, I can't do that.
Exactly. Like, what else is there to say?
And it's, I don't know. It's just like always interesting to me. I don't know, like even in media training here, they're like, if you have a country accent, like people aren't going to take you as seriously. You're like, you're going to be like automatically thought of as not as smart, you know, mm-hmm. like I've been taught and told that like my whole career. And it's literally what I've seen in the comments a lot, like my whole career. So
like it's as if like what they said was true.
You're yes.
Like, it applies because. Like, yeah. Because I'm not getting comments like, you're a dumb country bumpkin.
Have you ever been called anything like that? No, it's because, you know, I'm where I'm from. But there are a lot of amazing people in the South. I know it gets a bad rep. Like, I'm definitely not dumb. Hello?
Right.
Like, I see that.
But it's generalizing.
It is generalizing. Yeah. And so,
which you shouldn't do.
There's good people there. Hello,
generalizing is not what we should be doing. Let's see. Back in 2018, Manny was such a social climber. And was always Manny. Using people.
Oh my God. No.
Never.
Stop.
Never. Okay, let's talk about it though, because I think this is such a funny topic. Like the idea of like the social climbing thing, because mm-hmm. especially like I've had friends who are very popular online in the past.
Yeah.
You know, like you have, we've all had friends that have been very popular and, you know, we've collabed and we've done all these things. And because usually the friend is more popular or a friend might be, it looks like you're using someone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I think that when you have a friendship with someone and you're doing things together, it's not about using one another. It's like, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Or we're doing something. And this has been in my happened throughout my entire career, by the way.
Like, invites you
to do something.
Do something. Why? So what are you supposed to say? I'm not going to take this opportunity because I would be using you then. Like, is that what you're supposed to say to them?
Because I'm smaller than you.
Yeah, because I'm smaller than you. I'm not going to take this opportunity, or I'm not going to hang out with you, or I'm not going to be your friend, or I'm not going to be seen with you.
For a long time, I feel like this was like a narrative of mine that was like, Manny's such a social climber. He does all these things.
100%.
But for when you start
then why
on
are you
media,
friends with me? That debunked the whole goddamn thing. That just debunked the whole thing. So why are you friends with me?
No, the thing is like, when you, I feel like especially in the beginning, like back in the day, remember YouTube, like YouTube people were like,
so
we're gonna get you to collab. Like
so
all of our YouTube reps were like, we're gonna get you to collaborate with this person because it's gonna help both your socials. And that was like what it was known for. Like you would collaborate with people.
Why is
grow.
It bad to collaborate to grow?
I don't know.
Well, that's like it's what it's turned into. No, it's like turned
it's
into
turned
like that.
Like it's turned like where it's like, oh, you're just using now. But I'm like, but why is it using?
Yeah.
But it used to be collaborating and now it's using. It's like the terms have somehow switched or changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what happened. But I felt like it was such a thing for a long time that people were like, Manny, you just social climb your friends and then you move on. You leave them in the dust.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
okay.
Girl, what?
Yeah.
It was just like, it's always been something that was always like very confusing to me because I'm like, I would have never thought of it like that. And I don't see it that way. I see it as like people doing collaborative things and it benefiting both parties or all three parties or four or five, whatever the collaboration might be.
Yeah, I mean, you have a ton of followers yourself. So, and I've seen you collab with many, 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 many people that have way smaller numbers of you. I can rattle them off right now. You can go to the channel right now. Mm-hmm. So then what is that?
And then also like me doing when big people have asked
so
me to
So are
collab,
they mooches off you then?
Right.
No, never.
So you're telling me.
It's just
me,
you that can be the mooch.
So you're telling me mm-hmm. that when I've done collaborations with Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. Halsey, mm-hmm. Kesha, all these people who are way having way bigger accolades than I have achieved in my career, but their teams reach out to mine.
Yeah.
And ask me to collaborate.
But you're the mooch.
But I'm the mooch.
Also, here's the thing, what? And I'm biased because I am your best friend.
Totally.
And so I'll put that out there. But from the outside, I mean from the behind the scenes that I've been with Manny, Manny has gotten ample opportunities since 2018 that has come his way, either be a big creator, a brand, just like a spotlight moment, a moment to jump in someone's picture, whatever. And there is so much shit that he has passed on that could have definitely lit his name up for sure, brought relevancy levels up. There's collaborations that he's literally, I've seen him pass on so much stuff that people don't even know that he passes on that anyone else would have taken in a heartbeat. Literally the opposite of being a social climber.
Right.
And like the shit I've gone through in this industry and the dirt that even some of these small creators have acted out and done that is social climbing, it's just wild.
Oh my God. And that, and like, and this is like recent.
Yeah, I've dealt with We've seen some recent stuff where people are just social climbers and they have no tact and they don't care about relationships with other people, some small creators. And it's like, that's fine and all. Like, I'll never like start drama there because I'm past that.
I'll never fuck with you like that either.
I'll also never fuck with you again.
You can see that shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've seen you pass on just so many cool opportunities because one, or either it wasn't right, you didn't care for the person, you didn't think it was right for you, but like that's antisocial climbing. But see, people never see that because what are you supposed to do? Go online every single time you're passing on an opportunity, be like, just so you guys know.
I pass on this. So I would have got it though.
How are you ever supposed to change that perception unless you were to do that? You know, realistically.
No, realistically, I couldn't agree more. But the thing is, it's like at the end of the day, because it's something I've heard since like what, 8 years?
Yeah.
Like it's something I've heard for like so long that it's like, at this point, if you guys want to say that, then just fucking say it.
That's how I feel about nothing, Country Bumpkin.
Like I don't,
that's
I
how I feel about Country, it's nothing you I dumb can Country say. Bumpkin. What else do you want me to do? Okay.
Like cool, I have done collab with cool people. I've done huge collaborations with big people and I'm probably grown from it too.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid, but they've taking things from me as well. It's not like it's like been just me, like, I'm going to take everything from you. Like, that's not what it is.
And
so it's
same
like,
goes for me.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, so if you want to see it that way, then you're just going to have to see it that way.
There's nothing we can do to make
I'll
you
I'll never
not,
change your mind.
We'll never be able to change your mind, especially if we're in year 2023 and we're not
I'll
here.
I'll never
I'll
change
never
your mind,
able,
girl.
You're never.
Sorry, so, if we're here and you still think like I'm a social climber now.
You know what we'll do? I'll put dumb Country Bumpkin on my grave for you. And that way,
I'll put Manny Mooch in my fucking bio, dude.
Yep.
I'll put it in my bio and on my grave. Like, cause there's nothing else to be done. It is what it is.
They want then think a I'm sacrificial Mooch. Lamb.
They want us to fall on the sword.
Yes, they
and
want
I'm
us
like,
to fall
girl,
on the
it
sword.
Is what it is.
I can't
I don't
do
know what
that.
To tell you. I can't change.
I'm sorry.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
I've actually never liked Laura Lee or Manny. Thank you.
Well,
you know, join the fan club.
There's a club out there. I'm sure there's a club out there for
there
it.
There is.
A Facebook page, a thread.
There's something.
There has to be something.
And you can voice that there. Mm-hmm. Laura Lee has always seemed fake to me for some reason.
And why is that?
Stacy, because I'm a fake ass bitch.
And she's right.
All right. You might be right. Okay. You do one. I just read one.
Mine is, let me read it verbatim because it did crack me up. Oh, Manny with his copper eye new lip. Who else remembers that or just me?
I remember the copper eye new lip.
I do too.
You want to know how he got that nickname? Because he always wore a cuff around a noodle.
Sure fucking did. You guys, the thing is, I knew what I looked good in.
Yeah, you sure fucking did.
I did, and I knew it, and I am like, you know what? This is a makeup I can do, and I can do it well, and I felt the prettiest.
Why would you not capitalize on that and make a copper eye nude lip collection? Like, why would you not do that? I've thought about that. Why would you not? I actually have thought
about it. I'm not even kidding.
What's wrong? Like, there's nothing negative about copper eye. People have tried to use it as a negative
totally
thing, but it's like, how is it negative?
Well, the thing is, so I think the narrative had shifted because it was turning into, why would you even be a fan of Manny? He's so basic.
Yes.
So okay, that's where like it went. It was somebody like, oh, all he ever does is a copper eye and wears nude lipstick. Mm. And it's like, okay, and am I not allowed to like wear what I want to wear? At the end of the day, a lot of people are watching me because they want to see reviews, entertainment, learning how to do something. Like, they're not watching me specifically because they want to see if I'm going to wear a copper eye that day.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I just felt like it was,
it's more to it than just the glam.
It was more to it. And I think that it was a lot, it was along the lines of like, why would you even follow him if that's all he can do?
Yeah.
Is wear a copper eye shadow and a nude lip.
You know what? I'm going to block you now. They're making, that makes a valid point.
Yeah. And honestly, they left no crumbs.
They left no crumbs.
They ate. And it's true. I do love a copper eye and I love a new lip. Honey, and guess what? I'm going to continue.
Well, now it's no eyeshadow and a gloss. So what are we going to do about the girlies out there that are going viral for putting on one coat of mascara and a gloss?
What about that?
What about them?
Like, why do you trust them?
Why are hyping them up? Why do you trust them? Nope, just you.
No, it's me because, it's of course, I want to shit on Manny anyway.
Well, it's easy to shit on us because we have a history of drama, so it just works.
Totally.
But like, the thing is, you're not going to get backlash for shitting on us, basically.
Right. But I will say, Laura, let me go ahead and get into our defense mode because okay. I will. Okay. I'm not the same girl I was 5 years ago.
Absolutely not.
And let me say something. I'm like more of a defender of myself nowadays in real life as well as online. I mind my business more online, but I definitely am defending myself a lot more. And I will say, when people do say things about us online, like when they're talking shit, I do see comments that are like, you know what? I feel like Manny and Laura have changed. I love Manny and Laura now more than I did back in the past. And I fuck with them now more than I ever did before.
I will say, since like, I would say like 2021 to 2023, I've seen more. It's not even like a defense. It's just like a get past it. Like, we love them. Like, move on.
Yes,
kind of comments.
I agree.
Like, it's like, okay, we get it. Pick if you love them. Pick if you hate them.
And move on. But it's not for me. Like, I feel like it's nice to see because I appreciate people there in the comment section are actually like, because this is the thing. There's the kind of love where you're commenting on our shit and like, I love you guys. I'm like, that is, I love that so much. And I appreciate that. The kind of love that I feel when someone's on someone else's page.
And like sticking their neck out for you.
That is like another level.
And like willing to like stick their neck
literally
out and, you know, say the opposing comment.
The opposing opinion.
How dare you have an opposing opinion? You know, yeah.
So I see that and it hits me harder.
It does.
Because it's like, damn, you're going into the lion's den and you're literally putting your neck out and saying that you fuck with us.
I'm like, damn, I ain't even hung out with you. Like, I'm like, I promise you would love me if we hung out.
I agree. I think you guys love us in person.
This is us hanging out.
I know.
Like, that's why they like the podcast. That's why they like
because
podcasts.
Because I feel like you guys feel like we're all hanging out and chilling. And this is literally how we are.
Yeah.
At the house watching Megan.
Well, don't. Don't bring her into this. Don't
bring Megan into this.
I just started to barely tolerate Laura on TikTok. Thank you.
Well, at least it's starting.
Thank you.
You know,
it's
the climb.
It's tolerable.
Miley Cyrus. It's the climb.
Okay.
It's the climb. I also just got one too that I screenshotted. That was, I can't stand Manny anymore. Well, at least at one point they did.
That's good.
So at least that there's a part
progress
in time. I don't know. I'm more like regress. At least there was a point in time when you did. I don't know which version of me you like the most because I feel like I'm the best version of me now than I've ever been. But at least you did like me at one point in time, which I can appreciate.
I agree with that.
You know, sometimes people fall in and out of love with people.
And that's okay.
And that's real.
That's okay.
That's real shit.
Laura Lee just pisses me off. Skullhead. Like, I would see her in one thumbnail and be like, bro, I know you lying. A child definitely wrote that comment.
Oh, that was an 11-year-old.
That was an 11-year-old.
About what?
I'm not sure. I am
lying
not
about,
sure.
I know you lying.
But I think, you know what? Whereas that comment, they once liked you. I think this person said, oh, I just pissed them off. Never mind. I pissed them off. I just pissed them off.
Oh, they piss you off.
Maybe it's my face.
You piss them off.
I piss them off.
What about your face would piss them off?
I don't know. They said the thumbnails make them pissed.
But you're pretty.
Sometimes.
No, you're no. always pretty.
I don't know. Maybe my face is a piss-offable face.
But you look like Sandra Bullock.
No.
And she's
on my best day of my life.
And Eva Longoria.
I've got more Eva than I have Sandra.
Stunning.
Well, thank you very much.
Wait, who else do you get a lot to? There was one more.
I get
I know Eva for sure, but who's
the other
one? I get
Eva the most, Eva Longoria, and I get Sandra Bullock a lot.
I think those are the top two.
Yeah, those are my top two that I get. Who do you get? Don't.
I don't get anyone anymore.
No, you get the drag queen off Shrek. You do.
Are you talking the ugly stepsister?
No, with the braids hair and the red dress.
That is the ugly stepsister from Shrek who runs the bar.
Yeah, that one. It's just like you and glam.
That's a clip for TikTok.
That's
very clippable. But yeah, me and glam, I've definitely heard that one for sure. Or I even heard, you know what I heard? The dragon from Shrek.
No, me?
Yes, I have. Me.
You?
Me.
There's no way.
And I'm like, it's because I just have a lash on. Like, I don't know what it is.
And green eyes.
But I actually don't. I literally do not have a celeb that people tell me I look like. Back in the day, years and years and years ago, they would say Sam Smith. Back in the day, like distances.
I don't see it.
But this is also like, I'm not kidding you. This was like 6 years ago. I would hear
I don't see it back then.
Now, I mean, I didn't really see it then. I don't see it now. Mm-mm. So I'm not sure. But other than that, I'm not kidding you. That was and Adam Lambert.
Don't see that.
I do get Adam Lambert.
I don't see Adam
because
Lambert.
Of the glam and the facial hair.
Like his smoky eye, facial that, hair. I can, and like you both have dark hair.
People have come up to me and like, oh my God, hi, Adam Lambert. I'm not kidding.
Did you correct
it? It's actually
them?
Just happened to me like a month ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not Adam Lambert. And I'll tell them, like, I'm not Adam. I think Adam's amazing. And I feel honored when they say that. But I am just like, oh no, I'm not Adam Lambert. I get that a lot though.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I definitely do get Adam. More so in the past, again, also more so in the past, like years ago. The one that was a month ago shocked me because I hadn't been told I looked like Adam Lambert in a long time.
Dang.
It had been like 2 years, but that one I used to get a lot.
Dang.
Miss Adam Lamberta. What do you think? What celeb do I look like the most to you?
Not that. I don't think you like Adam Lambert.
I don't think so really either.
I don't think you like Sam Smith either.
I don't think so either.
Kind of like Manny MUA. I'm just kidding.
I feel like that's the most me.
I don't
Danny MUA?
Danny MUA.
I'm his twin.
Well, this one, sorry, Jacqueline, but this person doesn't like either of us. I never liked Jacqueline or Laura Lee for that same bad vibe I got from them.
Mm.
For this, I think they meant like we both give them the same bad vibe.
Oh. Mm. What vibe is that exactly?
Or could have been my annoying ass voice on my channel.
But do you think Jacqueline has an annoying ass voice then?
I don't.
Me neither. I don't think Jacqueline has a annoying voice.
Well, damn.
I don't see it. I don't understand it.
Well,
but at least you guys are in it together on that one. We're all in this together. Okay, let me see. We have.
I will tell you guys, like, hate comments used to get me down a long time ago. And now it's just kind of like a part of reality.
I also am so much more aware of like a hate comment and then a comment that was like more
constructive.
Yeah.
Like a comment.
I used to think all comments were mean.
Me too.
I used to think constructive comments were mean too in the beginning.
And like saying like, I don't like Laura Lee. Okay. What do you want me to do there?
Cool.
But a comment being like, hey Laura, like I was really didn't like this about this. And like, if you could start doing it this way, like I'm like, okay, yes.
And this is why. But see, the thing is, I'm not going to just even allow like someone to be like, oh, well, I didn't really like, I was just disappointed that you did this.
Yeah.
Okay, but why?
Yeah.
Give me a reason. Like, I need to know, like, I need to be.
Give me some facts.
I need to be able to empathize with you in some way as to why you felt this way. Like, I need more than just a comment of like, you're so annoying and I hate you.
Yeah. Like, it I need more than that.
Because that is so, I'm dismissive.
Yeah.
I've gotten so dismissive in my old age.
Like I said, if we had a nickel.
If we had a nickel. So I'm like, I just don't care about those comments anymore.
Yeah.
If the comments I care about
are constructive. Are
my followers and people who actually fuck with me that are giving me constructive feedback about mm-hmm. something. And
it's if not it's not hate. That, that's not hate. That's not like hate. Different. Yeah. I feel like
that's because that's real constructive criticism. If it's not that, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really Same. Don't. Like, I'm just very like, okay, well, it is what it is. Like, don't, I'm not changing your mind, girl.
It's hard to take personal too when you know that like people, whenever they're just like, fuck you, I don't like you, I hate you, you're ugly. It's actually not that personal, because like it would be different if that person had hung out with you every day
and knew you.
And knew you. Like, that's totally. Personal. This person's just watched a bunch of shit on you and they're running off that. And there's nothing that's out of my control.
And it's also going based off of like
completely out of my control.
Not just us, but other people saying things about us. Like, right. It's a multitude of things. It's like you're seeing my content, but then you're also watching, let's say, a drama channel video, or you're watching a TikTok about this, and then you're watching, or you're seeing a comment about that. It's like there's more of like a, it's like a storm, it's like a cluster of so many opinions about something.
Yeah.
And it's like you only get like 1/10 the story, 2/10 the story. It's completely different. Like, you just, you can't change.
So
I can't
then
change
you
that.
Just kind of become like, okay.
You almost become desensitized to it, to
it's
be honest.
Like, it is what it is. Like, I can't make you like me. It's not my job mm-hmm. to make you like me. I can only put out my authentic self. Sure, I've made mistakes in the past.
Totally, and we're going to continue to do so.
That's what I always say. And I'm like, don't expect me to be perfect.
I'm not fucking perfect.
Now, because I'm still a human. But at the end of the day, I can only do what I think's best. And I've totally. Grown a ton. I've shown the internet that I've grown a ton, as in you. And that's all I can do.
I don't like when people, because the thing is, like, there's a difference between, I don't know, I feel like sometimes people will put us on a pedestal in some way.
Yeah.
And that does like get me slightly
like don't do that. Don't do that either.
I don't want to be put on a pedestal of like, oh, well, look at like as almost like using us as examples for like someone who has grown and learned and trained. And it's like, yes, I appreciate that. And we have, mm-hmm. but I don't like, because that doesn't leave room for error.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, we're not perfect. No. Now we're going to say shit that we fuck up on and we're like, fuck, like, I fucked up. Learn and grow from that and you move forward. Like, that's just life.
It sucks to be human, but it is what it is.
But it is what it is.
We're human.
We're going to fuck up all the time. And I don't want people to think that because we have grown and learned from certain situations
that we'll never make another mistake in our whole entire life. The thing is, we like broadcast so much of our lives, whether it be vlogging, YouTube videos, podcasts, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. IG stories, TikToks, like mm-hmm. so much of our personal lives is broadcast. Like, eventually you're going to do something that's not perfect because totally. You put so much out there of totally. Your real life,
mm-hmm.
you know? So eventually people are going to see, you know, something they don't like. Granted, there are degrees to that, of course, 100%. But, we do the best. We do the absolute best that we can.
We do the best that we can. And that's all I feel like I just give grace. Yeah. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, people need to, I feel like empathy is so important when it comes to the conversation of hate and things like that. It's like, you have to be able to understand what someone's going through and empathize with their feelings in some way. So you can at least understand where they're coming from. And it's like, I understand not agreeing with something, sure.
Totally.
But like the idea of having to send hate at someone
for I always say
dumb things, come on, man.
The universe holds an energy, and this is where people think I'm fucking crazy, and that's fine. But it does hold an energy, and it's like whatever you put out, you get back. If you're putting good out, you're gonna get it back. And that's why even like with Manny, people we make a lot of jokes on TikTok. Like we talk shit and we're sitting around talking shit. Mm-hmm. But like we talk about so much more bigger things than shit. Sure.
Totally. Well, Kiki.
A drizzle.
We're besties.
A little drizzle of
we'll
a Kiki.
We'll definitely drizzle. We'll cheese-me.
We have so much bigger shit that we talk about beyond that. Mm-hmm. And I'll even tell Manny, I was like, I was going to bring this up to you, but I decided not to because I didn't want it to be negative. I didn't want to be negative.
You literally,
said that today
to you. You literally did that to me. And I brought up something to her and she's like, and you literally were like, I wasn't even going to bring it up because I didn't want to come across like I was being negative about this. And I was like, well, I will.
You're like, well, goddamn, well, I'm gonna say something.
Well, I saw it, and I'm gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
So, but like, that's like that shows the maturity,
right?
Of you,
of me, and I'm trying to like do my best. I'm trying mm-hmm. to, even behind closed doors, I am trying to put out good, so mm-hmm. I get it back because that's what I believe is real. Like, I believe there's an energy out there that's real, and that is like part of the reason I believe that so much. So that even behind closed doors, I try to stay positive. Mm-hmm. Am I perfect? Fuck no. But I try. No. I do try. I'm very aware of mm-hmm. negativity and when I'm being negative or when I've said something negative. And then I know when there's a time, like I need to get it out of my system. I need to have a conversation with my best friend in private and move on.
Well, Kiki, get out the demons and move forward.
And move the fuck on.
Mm-hmm. I say the same thing.
Without running your mouth to anyone else.
Totally.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, there's also a huge difference between having like event sesh with your bestie.
Yeah.
And talking shit to five people about the same
now,
thing.
Now, see, that's fucked up.
That's like two, that's a different
because
level.
Because what you're doing
distance.
Then, so you're let's spreading. Say you're spreading. If mm-hmm. you have a problem with a person, that happens. That's life. And having a private conversation with your bestie that's not going to go anywhere. Okay.
Or your you family, get it out your husband, system, your partner, anyone.
Going around and trying by shit talking to a bunch of other people is trying to get those people to perceive that person as you have perceived them. And that's not fair.
Not fair to the person at all.
It's not fair to the person at all. Mm-mm. So
I agree. And so we get the demons out, but you don't need to be.
And that's
dick.
A part of growth.
And that's growth. Because look at us. Because I definitely in the past, it's not like I have never not spread a rumor, but it's not like I haven't talked shit to people about
totally.
Things. Come
totally.
On. I've totally done that. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten so much more
aware.
Concise and aware of like even the things I want to say and put out.
Even like new little girly pops when they talk shit, I'm like, how about you go? I say, go home and tell your husband.
You do. You literally say
go,
that.
Go, don't I?
Because mm-hmm. you've told me. You're like, I've literally told him, go and tell your husband. Don't be talking shit.
Stop running
to all
your
these
mouth
people.
To all these girls in the industry. If you got a problem with someone, go home and talk to your family where you can vent about it and it's a safe place and shit's not going to be spread about them or mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. Go home and tell your husband. Stop telling other influencers.
Because then what if that gets around too?
Oh, and it sure does.
Then it becomes a fucking clusterfuck, a storm.
It sure does. So. And that's our life lesson at the end of the episode.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys had fun watching. We thought it'd be just fun to like kiki about random hate comments that we get that we just saw recently that we had to search for and hunt
We're
for.
Truly not broken about any of these comments. So guys, feel free to laugh at them as well. This shit yes. is, it's pretty, I might cut my own head off. It's pretty funny. I mean, like, come on. We've moved on.
We've gotten much worse.
Things have been worse. Times have been harder.
Years have, it's been much worse long so, ago.
It's been a fabulous past. I would say the past like 3 years have been absolutely amazing.
Blissful,
if you will. Mm-hmm. And they're going to continue to do so. We're going to continue to focus on ourselves. So
and slay.
Thank you guys for being here for the ride. Because it's been one hell of a ride. Even if you got off the train uh-huh. for a little bit.
Maybe you're back.
Shit's still wild.
Shit's Creek.
We've been up Shit Creek a time or two.
Many times.
But we love you guys. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe, especially mm-hmm. if you're listening.
And like.
Comment and like if you're following us on YouTube. And we will catch you in the next pod.
Bye, guys. Mwah. Mwah, mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.